Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so relationship report card took an interesting turn yesterday with Nathan, or 2 days ago with Nathan, who said that their relationship really broke up because Amanda just sort of cut him off in the most intimate of ways. He's not into that. So then Amanda calls us yesterday, and she was all cool with this whole concept of relationship report card where we put a different ex on every day, and she listens. And she'd be able to figure out at the end of the week why these relationships aren't working out. Like maybe there's a common string, right? Except she comes on yesterday and says she can't take it anymore.
She wanted to defend herself because she said that everybody was calling her boring. And she's like, I'm not boring. And she wanted to be able to defend herself on that and the whole born again virgin thing. And it was hard for her not to say something. But then we convinced her to give us one more day.
Because we knew we had the most recent ex-boyfriend lined up, which we thought would give her the most insight, the most recent insight at least.
Yeah, and because, I mean, with three guys, we got consistency with two, but with four, definitely, surely we would see a pattern, and then we'd be able to tell Amanda, this is exactly what you're doing wrong, and so next time you're seeking out someone to potentially spend the rest of your life with, then you're more educated about it.
So everything was going fine until about 15 minutes ago when I get an instant message from producer Tracy that says this dude didn't even know they were broken up until producer Tracy called.
I mean, it's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
And it's a little more recent than we thought. So,
like 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, right? Just happened at 7:05 this morning.
It's weird.
Hey, Alex, did you want to be on the voice disguiser, you know, or it doesn't matter to you?
Honestly, it doesn't matter.
Okay, hold on.
Oh,
poor thing.
Yeah, so this is really strange. You didn't know that you guys weren't going out anymore?
No. I had no clue until I got a call from your producer and then was informed by her that I was a single man.
What?
Okay, now, she must have called you a couple of days ago because she said that she had you lined up for today. So was that the first time that you heard that maybe things weren't going great between the two of you guys?
Yes.
All right, so how long y'all been going out?
Well, happy Friday.
Been going out pretty close to a year.
Oh my God,
a year?
Really?
And you thought up until a couple of days ago everything was fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were taking a break to sort of focus on some personal stuff, which was fine because we're, you know, we spent a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
Define this. Whose idea was the break?
It was hers.
Her idea.
Yeah.
It didn't seem unusual to me or anything like that. I mean, we spent a lot of time with each other. We're very career-minded. She wanted to sort of refocus a little bit on some of her own stuff for the holidays coming up. And I thought that, you know, I thought, fine, I can see that. It's a good idea.
On a break is the cowardly limbo state before the breakup.
It always makes me think of Friends when Ross and Rachel had that fight because he hooked up with somebody else.
But they were on a break.
And he kept saying, we're on a break.
Right. Yeah. So it was all because of personal stuff. So it wasn't, this just isn't working out. It's just like we need to focus on ourselves for a little while.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what she's, maybe that's still in play.
Well, so she told you that we're on a break, yeah, and then she called the Burt Show and said, I need relationship advice.
And then provided us his phone number as one of the ex-boyfriends.
Oh, my God.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
I got relationship advice for her. Don't be mean.
Well, it seems like she ends it before the year is even over.
Her timing, every relationship's about this long.
Hmm.
So what was going on with you guys before the break?
I couldn't tell you. I'm honestly, I'm stunned. I was stunned.
Okay,
to hear
so
that. I didn't think there was anything wrong whatsoever.
Except
okay. we're both very focused people. I mean, we're into our careers. We're into each other.
I wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Make sense.
Except that my timing is that every time I start to ask you a question, you start talking to.
Is that his fault or your fault?
Mine.
Okay.
My question is, did you guys like socialize a lot and like go out and party at the beginning of the relationship, and then did that taper off and you became more homebody-ish?
I guess maybe a little bit, but that isn't that natural for a relationship? I mean, when you're very first into it, you're out with other friends and things like that, and then as it grows, then you don't necessarily need so much of that external fun.
That was fine with you.
If you had to do like a quick like introspective check, right, and you're looking back at the last year, if she had any reason has there been one issue that comes up constantly with you guys that might be her reason for breaking up? I mean, I think you mentioned that you both very career focused, which we've heard about her this week. She is very focused on graduating, then sort of goes into hibernation, very career oriented also.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, it doesn't.
So there was no problems.
No, I mean, I was immediately trying to think when you called me the other day, like, what, I can't find anything. I don't know.
See, this is the second, the consistency between Alex and Nathan, and I'm sorry, Alex, bring up an ex-boyfriend's name since you didn't know you were an ex-boyfriend, that is the everything's going great, and then she springs something on him. Because, she cut it off with Nathan just immediately, and after, that it didn't seem to have any problems from his perspective. And here we are again, where he can't think of anything that was wrong. He just said they got busy, and she wanted to focus more on personal time. And then now she sprung this on him rudely.
404-741-Q100. Okay, now the armchair Dr. Phils are calling in.
Okay.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Bert Show, you guys are awesome. I love you guys. I have listened to you guys for the last year.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
I just totally, you guys beat Vicky and whatever his name is, hands down. So
thank you.
Right.
You're welcome. Listen, I think this chick has serious commitment issues.
Mm-hmm.
She's breaking up with these guys, or saying we need a break. What's a break in a relationship? Does this mean we go out and have fun with other people? Or does this just mean, okay, it's over, I just don't want to tell you that?
That's exactly what on a break is.
Oh, it's over. They just don't want to tell each other that.
Yeah, you still want to be nice. You don't want to be perceived as being mean or something like that. So you figure, I'll just back away now, and it'll be easier in the long run rather than just ripping the Band-Aid off.
Not being honest with herself.
Involved here.
That's the problem. You have to be honest with yourself first before you can have a successful relationship ever work. I've been married to a wonderful man for 30 years. And let me tell you, honey, it ain't been no road bed of roses either. But, we made it through. We loved each other. We took the vow, for better, for worse, till death do us part. A lot of people don't go for that anymore. They think, we got a little rough road here. We got to break up. It's time to go somewhere.
Commitment
issues with this chick. Yeah. She needs counseling.
Well, it's not like they were engaged or anything like that. I mean, things don't work out sometimes, but just... Well, woman up about it or man up about it and say...
Well, communicate it. Like, this poor man is here still listening to this conversation, processing the fact that they're done.
Somebody brought, just tweeted an interesting point, but I don't know if anybody knows this answer. Does she break up with boyfriends before holidays? Like, is she not capable of being with a guy
because the holidays? Didn't one of them say I don't know, the vacation one.
That was the no sex one.
Was that after the holidays? Was that beginning of the year? She said that she was turning over
January.
A new leaf.
January,
yeah.
Well, and on a break sometimes works out. It did for Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush. And Nick Lachey and Vanessa Minnillo, they had a break, and they're back together, and they're fine.
Like producer Tracy and Scott are on a break while Donnie Wahlberg's in town.
Hey,
hers is Joey, duh.
Good morning, Q100.
It's Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I had a question.
she has a pattern with age. How old is this boyfriend that she has now?
How old are you?
36.
36. Okay. All right, it's a mature relationship. Right.
Or supposed to be.
Some of these guys are 21. Well, it's not because he's being immature.
Right.
It's because she... Yeah. Good morning, Tammy. You are on Q100. Hi.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Hey.
I think this girl just really wants to get married, and she pulls herself away whenever the signs don't point to the fact that they're about to propose.
Yeah, let's go down this road for a second, because I got a couple of emails from women saying this, that there are some women that when they want a commitment, the test that they do for a guy is that they sacrifice something in the relationship so he can prove that he's really into it.
Oh.
For instance, let's say that Amanda here knew that Nathan dude really loved the intimate part of their relationship. So she really wants to get engaged. So she pulls that part away from him. Mm-hmm. In hopes that he'll say, you know what, it's okay, I just want to be with you.
You're worth it.
So she's really looking for a commitment when she's sort of breaking up for these with these guys, which I would have never thought of.
That's some good.
So she's psychotherapy right there.
So she's testing them.
Mm-hmm. Is that possible?
Sure, it's possible.
Is it possible, Alex, that she's so into you that she's breaking
she's
up with you?
You? Dude, listen to what you... Are you hearing your own voice right now, Bert? Like, are your headphones on?
Is it possible she's so into you that she's breaking up with you?
In order to preserve the relationship, Bert.
She's looking long term, so she's breaking up with him now. It sounds ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just...
It's not. Bert is reading gibberish from over-analytical women who email him.
Now, how long ago did she have the conversation about being on a break? When was that conversation?
Just the end of last month.
End of last month.
October.
Okay.
And was the break like a certain amount of time? Or was it just until you proposed?
perhaps it was the latter. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, you know, on a break, there's no deadline for on a break. It just means that we'll get back together with each other soon.
Maybe you're just on a break. Until she could do this radio bit with us.
Well, apparently.
We'll get some answers
on
Monday. Because either way, this is still, I know this is weird, but this is still like a piece of this puzzle on why relationships aren't working out for her.
Mm-hmm. Gee, yeah.
That she can address on Monday.
This is weird. I feel like we need an expert.
Yeah, we're all just guessing.
Yeah.
Armchair analyzing here. Okay, so she's coming on with us on Monday. At least that was the game plan. Where she was supposed to sort of look at each and every one of them and say, okay, this is my side of the whole thing. So we'll have something to chew on Monday. This dude didn't even know that they were going out with each other.
I have a feeling that Alex and Amanda are going to have a conversation before Monday to get each other's feedback on this.
All right, Alex, I'm sorry you found out this way, man. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be short with you. It's just, you know, it's odd and sudden.
No, it's understandable.
We'll find out on Monday what's going on with Amanda, and maybe you can listen then, all right?
I surely will.
Okay, thanks.
Or you can try to call her. She may not take your calls.
That dude's confused, man. You guys ever had that happen to you?
Sucks. I've never had anybody not break up with me in a radio station call and say, by the way,
no,
your girlfriend broke up with you.
Why?
Did you find out? Break. Like, he had some clue. It wasn't like Tracy, like, called him and they had just had dinner the night before.
I think this would be my advice, that if somebody comes to you this weekend and says that you guys are going on a break, 90% of the time it means that that's just the pace lap for breaking up.
But the point is that the person who announces the break or someone should tell you, not Tracy Kinney when she's booking you for a segment on old relationships.
The Bert Show.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.